The White House, the Secret Service put out a statement, according to the talked to the Associated Press, I should say. They reported it on September 20th at 1:24 a.m. Eastern Time. Donovan, the spokesperson, Ed Donovan. Donovan said the man appeared to be unarmed officers who spotted him climbing the fence, and his search of the subject turned up no weapon. Why would he say that there's no weapon?
I will have to have to ask Mr. Donovan that question.
You haven't done that since the incident happened?
I know when Mr. Gonzalez was placed into custody, he was found to have a folded knife in his right front pants pocket.
Do you consider that a weapon?
That is a weapon.
Why would the Secret Service put out an official press release saying that, or put out a statement to the Associated Press? Did you ever correct the, did you correct the Associated Press? Did you call them back and say, you got that wrong?
I have no knowledge of that.
So you just let it linger out there that there was no weapon. That was wrong. It was inaccurate. Correct?
I do know that there has been a lot of information in this case, and that's why we are doing a robust review. I can't speak for conversations that I was not a part of or the press's interest in this.
Did you read the press release before it went out?
I have read the press release before it went out.
Do you agree that the officers showed tremendous restraint and discipline? You agreed with that comment?
I do think, based on the totality of the circumstances and from Mr. Gonzalez's arrest, that these officers did use restraint in making a very difficult decision as to whether to deploy lethal force or subdue and arrest him.
Do you think they responded appropriately?
I do not think the security plan was properly executed, and that is why I'm conducting a robust investigation to ensure that we have a comprehensive review of what people were, that I have the facts, all of the facts, so I can make an assessment of what the decisions were on that night.